Yisrael. If you want to say the case is we did not come first to Sukkot and take out the first Nevela, that's not the case. Still, have min u'minay, even if the first piece of meat is still here, but I still tell you, have a min u'minay, true, that piece of meat is here, and there are other pieces of meat. So the meat does not become both and other pieces of meat. But there's still the davar achar, there's other things in the pot besides meat. There's soup there, there's other things in the pot. So then the klal is, for whole min u'minay v'davar achar, like here, one piece of meat of nevela falls into a few pieces of meat, but there's other things in the pot also. There's heter, there's other heter there. There's juice there. There's vegetables there. In such a case, what I should have said is, simek es minay kimi shenay, take out these other few pieces of meat, enochanami. When the piece of nevela falls in, so the other few pieces of meat does not help to be mevatel the nevela, because it's min de minay. So take those pieces of meat as if they're not here. Consider as if they're not here. And what's left? To shame minay, just look upon the juice that's there, the vegetables that's there. And if so, Rabba love him of Atloi. So I would have said then that this piece of nevela that falls in should also become bottle. Because since you take out the other pieces of meat, what's left? Just the juice and the gravy you're facing the vegetables. So that all could go against the first piece of meat. And therefore would have been bottle. That's what the Chiddush tell us, no. That since at the beginning first you cooked up that piece of meat with the other piece of meat. So they became Nas Nevela. Once they became Nas Nevela, so now how much Isser is here? Three pieces. So now you have to have 60 times all six, all three pieces, and that you don't have. That's the Chiddush. Oh, that's what Rav meant to say. That the Chiddush is that he cooked it first, then the Nevela was just the other two pieces of meat, nothing else there, but since at that time it wasn't bottled, so then we say Nas Nevela. Now even though you have other juices there and other vegetables there, you need now 60 times all three pieces. Not just 60 against one piece. The Kopon is the Gemara, the famous Klal, who is saying, Chaticha Asma Nasa Nevela. The old Tam Kik, or the Tam of the Nevela, goes in, so that piece of meat, Mamash, changes over to become Issa. That's like a Chepsid Yisura now. And now you have to have 60 times all those first pieces of meat that received the Tam from the Nevela. Yeah. The other Mishnah says, Noyig B'Tahira, the Issa Gira Nosh applies to Behemoth Tahira. But Vienna Noy the Tameya doesn't apply to Behemoth Tameya. Rabbi Yehudu Aymer, after Tameya. No, it even applies to Behemoth Tameya also. Yeah, we'll see tomorrow what the Machlokes is. Is the Chalis or not? Because even on the Behemoth Tameya, if you eat the Gira Nosh, it still doesn't have error. Om Rabbi Yehudu says like this. V'halloy mibnei Yaakov Nesha Gira Nosh. The Issa Gira Nosh was Chal right then. The Shasta Malach hit Yaakov at that time. The Adayim Behemoth Tameya Mutaraslam. At that time, there's no Issa Behemoth Tameya, Behemoth Tameya before Mount Torah. There are not even a Behemoth Tameya. And still the Torah says, like at that time, they're not allowed to get a Moshe. Because either get a Moshe applies even to a Behemoth Tameya. Or Mullah, the Chum Sadak of you to know. They see my name, and no, it's not true. They used to get a Moshe with his first Chal B'Hasinai. But Shanifta Ben Kaima, the Torah just writes at the place when it really happened. But the Azorah is on a Negeya later, B'Shas Mount Torah. So that time the Torah says you don't need a Behemoth Torah, not a Behemoth Tameya, so the Behemoth Tameya does not apply to the Yisra of Gira Moshe. The Rashi is Omoloi. Posek Zer Shizuru Olov Yisina Nemo, Seba HaSinai. Ziyaz Sinop until HaSinai, there was no Azor, no Yisru. But she nifted from Kaimel, the Yachash Nero Bissina, because of Sidu Moshe of Torah, because of the Nikra Zer, or Maisa, Akenu Zubnei Yisra, who came. So I call upon the Yisra's first Chaleda, at that time there was Behemoth Tahiris, so the Chom Shifi is only applies to Behemoth Torah, not to a Behemoth Tameya. Yeah. Elimar says, is it true the sovereign of Yehuda is the Chalalissa, according to Yehuda Havminer is, that if you eat the Gira Nosh of Behemoth Tameya, you chayiv two makasin, one for eating a Behemoth Tameya, and one for the Issa Gira Nosh. So who you see the Issa Gira Nosh is chal upon the Issa of a Behemoth Tameya. So the Mar says, that's true if Yehuda holds Issa Chalalissa, I have a time you learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Yochotehe Nevelas Oif Tamei. I would have thought the same. Somebody eats or swallows or kazayis of a nevela of tamei. You have a dead bird or a tamadika bird. If you eat from its nevela, that you should become tamei. This is the locha by an oif tahara. By oif tahara, if it dies and eats from the nevela, it's metam you b'shas, you eat it. Now I would have thought to say the same thing applies by behemoth tamei. So Nitzimor says no. Tam learn the pasuk says Tam learn says Nevela utrefala yoichal. Letamabo. You cannot eat a nevela utrefala, not to be matami yourself. So we dashin. Mishe isura mishrim batrecha nevela. There has to be a love not to eat this piece of meat because it's a nevela. Mashma, if it wouldn't be a nevela, you'd be allowed to eat it. Then the Torah says, if you eat it, you become tamei. But your tzeh goes out of this. Oif, tamei, shein yisur mishum batecha nevela. The issue is not mishum batecha nevela, el mishum batecha tamei. It's written in this. It's a batecha tamei. That you're not allowed to eat the most tamei, not because of nevela. Therefore, it doesn't apply the process to say, mitama bo, it's not mitama you. So Rashi says what? Nevela trefel yuchel tova bo, evnei shi mitama biachila zu, nevela s'oif mitzokin to askanim, yevok hokakama, what yuchel af nevela s'oif tome bimash, mitama bo nevela trefel yuchel, mishisu mishum matoich nevela, an yeim lechot yutome bo, yishen yisu mishum nevela le mishum oif tome. Now, me the karma in the sum mishum nevela, almas relay, le as yis nevela, bachal is tome, that's the kasha. So if you hold this svarom, that an oif tomeya, since that's the Issa Tchal first upon this bird, so when the bird dies and comes in the Vela, there's no Issa Nevela eating it. Why not? Even though the mice is in the Vela, because the old Ain Issa Tchal Lissa. Like, since first it's Tchal Nissa Tzimeya on the bird, so when it dies, the Issa Nevela is not Tchal upon it. So there's no Issa Nevela on a nice Tame. That's why if you eat it, it's not Mitamiyu. According to the course of Yehuda, Ain Issa Tchal Lissa. Because if you hold Nissa could be Tchal upon a Nissa, even though the oif was tamei and it was also treated before, but now when it dies, it should be chal a second issa, it should become a nevela. So the according to Yehuda, it doesn't have a shame nevela. See, if you don't say it's a chal issa. But I said, v'chitay, maybe you'll tell me. V'chitay, maybe you'll tell me. According to Yehuda, taka yod, taka ein issa chal issa. No, one issa cannot be chal upon a second one. So why does it say in our Mishnah that the issa gira nosh applies to behemoth tamei? V'chitay, maybe you'll tell me, kisava, he holds, Ain the gidim b'nei sentam. Hazeb Yud holds that the gira moshe has no taste to it, and therefore, over tumeya nami, even by behemet tumeya, is the gid ika, is the tumaleka. That's the reason why not chayiv. That's the reason why chayiv. Because since ain the gidim b'nei sentam, it has no taste to it. So really, it's like a piece of wood. So out the behemet tumeya shabur, there's no ista behemet tumeya on the gira moshe. It's not edible. It's only a special just the cost of Yechayi feeding the Gira Nosha. See, even though true you hold a Mishachal Issa, the other pshat is there's no Issa Tzimeya on the Gira Nosha. It's only us to Mishum Gira Nosha. That's why if you'd hold, maybe Yechayi would feed the Gira Nosha from the Beimah Tzimeya. Maybe that's the pshat. Tzimeya says, the Tzimeya Nami Yisur Gidika, Yisur Tzimeya Leka. Tzimeya says, that true, the Sovra of Yehuda, ain't the Gidim Reis Lam, is that true? Can you tell us that if you'd hold, there's no time, taste of eating the Gira Nosha? What time you learn like this? The Gemara Sochim, Hoichol Gid Hanosha Shabehema Tameya. If somebody eats the Gid Hanosha, the Yadik Zayin, from the Behema Tameya, we have Yehuda Mechayev Shtayim. So clearly Yechayev twice. Bishum Behema Tameya also. We have Shimon Poyter. So you see clearly, according to Yehuda, you have to say Yes Begidim Leis In Tam. It has the Tam or the Gid, and therefore he is Yechayev twice. So why Yechayev twice? It must be because he's the Chalisa. That's Kashai by Nevela. Nevela Tumeya, by Oif Tumeya, does not from the Issachar Lissa. It's worse by this. Rulat Eliyavim really, Kesav Abudol, Diyesh B'Gidim Reis and Tam. Yes, there is a Tam in Gidim. Uksav Anoi B'Shlil. But he also holds that the Issa Gid HaNosh applies even to the fetus, even to the baby when it's in the mother's stomach. If so, the Issa Gid, the Issa Tumor, Pahavi Adodi Kosi. I mean, as soon as the baby, as soon as the fetus is being formed, right away it's chal the yisa tameya on it, it's a behemoth tameya, and right away it's also chal the yisa gira nosha. So like the vatachas, they're both chal together, that's why he holds both yisurim achal. He's boiled the bird before, when it's alive, it only has nisa oif tameya. When it dies, you want it to get a new shein nevela, that's no ein yisa chal yisa. But here, when the fetus is first being formed, both things are there together, the yisa gira and the yisa behemoth tameya, they're both chal together. So Mer says, that's true. Only Moses Amr, is it possible to say that Noi Bishlil, that the Yisra Gid HaNosh applies even to the fetus? Is that true? The Yotanan learn like this. Noi Bishlil, that the Yisra Gid HaNosh applies to the fetus. That's Tanakamo. But that's clearly, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Ein Noi Bishlil. If you don't know, It's not knowing b'shlil. He says so clearly that there's no issa gida marsh on a shlil. And the chel ben muta, and also adin the chelif, if you cut open the mother's stomach, after you made a shchit on the mother, you're allowed to eat the chelif of the fetus. There's no issa chelif yet. So you ask the question, how come you hold the issa gida chal on a behemoth tmeya, I should be ain't issa chal issa? So Moses says, no, I tell you, how immediately, when did you use all this svara gabi tahira? Only by a behemoth tahira. There the Yisra Gidus first chal after it's born. Why? The Rachmanim, the Pasuk says, kol ba behema teichlo. The Torah says, anything inside the mother's stomach you will eat. Meaning to say, if you shech the mother, whatever you find inside is mutter. So therefore that shlil, the fetus you find inside is mutter to eat everything. You will eat the giranosha sheboi, you will eat the chelif shaloi sheboi. But the Pasuk says, kol ba behema teichlo. But that's only by behema teirah. But maybe by the behemoth tameya, since there's no head to keep what's inside the mother's stomach, maybe what in the giranosh also is also in the shlil, and therefore there'll be both chabav asachas, the yisra giran, the yisra tameya. The Gemara says no. Umi motzit amrit kun, it's possible to say tishavayu pahadi adodikos, is it possible to say that both are chal at the same time, the yisra behemoth tameya and the fetus and the yisra giranosh? I brought to none learn like this. Al elu tumay hanozim megaleich. These are the tumit that if a nozir touches while he's a nozir, he becomes tummy, and he has to start over again. He loses his first days that he counted, and he has to take a haircut and start over again. Which tumit does he touch that makes him start over again? Al ameis. If a nozir touches a mace, he has to start over again. When he after becomes tor, fi al kazayis min ameis. Even touches a kazayis min ameis. And this the kashlum. He had a question. What do you have to say this for? Like Madach the only touches a kizayis min ameis, that he's megaleach, he has to start over again, so if he touches the whole mace for sure. What does that say both for? Now this Yomer of Yochanan Yerichanan says, La Nitzuch, the whole chiddush over here is, Ela Lenefel Shle Nitzkashru Evoru Begidim. So about the fetus in the stomach yet, that's so small, the shlemes kasher evor begidim, that it's the evor's limbs inside doesn't have its veins yet. So what the chiddush is that's called an ace. And if you touch the kazayas of that, you tell me that's the chiddush. As you look at that kazayas boss of the kulei, chim di yisa sholay metam biyel, al matchil meitzon evor makod megid mufket. And the kazayas min ameis means the kazayas from a whole mace. When it says if you touch a mace, it means if you touch this fetus. And the chiddush is, even though there's no kazayas boser inside it, but since it's a complete fetus, you tell me yoso. So what do we see here though? That when the fetus starts to be created, first comes the limbs, and then the gidim, then the veins first comes later. And so when the fetus of the behemoth tamei starts to be formed, first it's chal the yisa behemoth tamei on it, and then later, when it grows a little bit bigger, then it gets its veins, then it's first called the Yisra Giranosha. So then it should be Kasha. How is the Yisra Giranosha Chal? Let's say Ein Yisra Chal Yisra. That's the question. Now, we see here, Yisra Tumah, the Yisra Tumah Kodim. The Yisra Tumah comes first. So when it says no, Aflagav, the Yisra Tumah Kodim, it's not true. The fetus starts to grow first without its veins, but also Yisra Gid Chalalayu. I tell you, if you would agree, that the Yisra Giranosha could be chal upon the Yisra Behemoth Tameya. Why? Shekein Yisura Noi B'Vnei Noich. Because the Yisra Giranosha is a Chomadik Yisra. It's even a day to B'Nei Noich. Rashi says, Shekein Yisra Chomerhu, V'yesh Pei Koyach Lochal Al-Acherim. Om Yechumra Shenei B'Vnei Noich, Rabbi Yehuda Kvotan, like we learned, it says in the Mishnah. So even though he said before by Oif Tameya, the Yisra Nevel is not chal, and it's a chal Yisra, but over here, the Yisra Giranosha, which is a Chomadik Yisra, could be chal upon a behemoth tameya. The Mor says, they cannot bring a proof for this. It says, now Mishnah. Omer Yudha, says, V'aloi mibnei Yaakov nesa Giranosha. The Giranosha was also already way before Matan Torah, even to Bnei Noach. V'adayim behemoth tameya muter from it. That's how the behemoth tameya was muter for them. So good, so that's the Svar of Yudha in our Mishnah. Viewed all, the reason why the Yisra Giranosha is chal upon a behemoth tameya, because Giranosh is a Chomadik Yisra, and even applies to Bnei Noach. Yeah, the Moshe says, like Dekan Rashi says, the time of Yud, that's the reason of Yud, Mishum Hai Taimuhu, Midiyal Vnei Yaakov, the Kodim Antari, Bnei Noach, heavy. seals the Meyaka before Mount Terakol Bnei Meyach, and that's what the Mishnah says before, that's the Chometikisa. Kufo, we just say, Hoichu Gid HaNosha Shabayim at Temeya, Yav Yudu Mechayiv Shtam, who does Taka hold Yichayiv twice? Because Taka say, Yisachal Lissa on the Gid HaNosha. Because Yav Shimon point, Yav Shimon says, no, Yipot. He has no from this world. Yav Shimon Monashach, Yisachal Lissa,